You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Are financial institutions in developing countries keeping up with digital transformation? The whole concept is reshaping the financial landscape, particularly in developing economies, with fintech driving financial inclusion and institutions facing global economic challenges. So are we navigating the shifts in this part of the world? It's crucial, I would suggest, for staying competitive. Joining us now is David Parker, Global Chair of Financial Services at Accenture. And David, given the rapid pace of change, are financial services firms then in developing economies truly prepared to harness the potential of transformation, or are we falling behind, in addressing the critical gaps?
I think that, you know, if you look at the progress over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years, it's actually incredible what has been achieved. And, you know, it's incredible in terms of the availability of digital services, whether it's, you know, digital banking or whether it's mobile money or whether it's, you know, access to lending platforms, you know, buy now, pay later, you know, all sorts of different, you know, capabilities that barely existed 10 years ago. And I think the results, you know, I'm pretty sure even, you know, especially in South Africa, you know, speak for themselves, right? In terms of, you know, 84% of adults, I think now, you know, have formal financial products, you know, which is up from 50%, you know, only 10 years ago. So I think a lot has been achieved, but, you know, we're at a, real pivot point right now, which is as we're starting to see the adoption of AI at scale and at pace internationally. And, you know, I do think that there is therefore enormous opportunity for, you know, banks in emerging markets and developing markets and South Africa, you know, to really exploit that. And, you know, certainly here this week, seen some great examples of kind of where that's starting to happen. But I think there's a long way to go.
Well, let's talk about that, a long way to go. How do you think we can accelerate capitalizing on the opportunity that you've just outlined?
Well, I think anything that relates to AI has to start with the data. AI without data is meaningless. And therefore, you know, any institution that wants to take advantage of the power of AI has to be able to have its data, you know, in a an effective format. It needs to understand, you know, its history, where the data came from, you know, and, you know, whether it is accurate and deduplicated, and, you know, whether it's linking in particular, you know, its customers together. So it's not, you know, product data, it's customer data. So I think that's a really important, you know, first step. I think the second, you know, critical step is you have to have the talent and the workforce that is sort of able to, you know, really exploit the power of AI. And unlike previous technologies, you know, there's really two types of talent. So you, absolutely, you need the heavy techies, you need the people who, you know, understand how to configure AI safely, responsibly, and in an integrated way with your data. But the most important, you know, skill, more than anything else, to really exploit the value from AI is actually language. Because, you know, generative AI in particular, you know, is a language-driven technology. And therefore, you know, what we're seeing is, you know, particularly in some of the larger markets in North America and in Europe, is a race to democratize access to AI, you know, giving it to everybody so that, you know, the harnessing of the power of it, you know, the introduction of new innovation isn't something that comes out of an AI department or a tech department. It's something that everybody is doing, you know, whether you're in customer service, whether you're in, you know, credit, whether you're in compliance, whether you're a relationship manager, you know, everybody, when they have access to AI, can figure out actually how to use it and how to bring advantage, you know, to themselves and their customers.
And David, let me suggest to you that the argument makes perfect sense, but I would come right back at you and say that every single market around the world is facing this problem, and there is becoming, and particularly in developing economies, there's a real challenge in competing for those skills that are so necessary to harness the potential of AI.
Yeah, I think that's right, and absolutely, you know, there's a war for talent, if we want to put it that way, for, you know, particularly the most technical skills. But actually, like any technology, as AI becomes more ingrained, more partners, within the ecosystem are able to sort of build on top of the raw engineering, and they're able to extract people or customers from, having to really understand that. So already we're seeing it, large language models are able to create, significant levels of insight, on their own before you start training them on your own data. And, one of the ideas that, we're starting to see get real traction is the idea of what we would call an agentic AI architecture, which is, multiple agents who are capable of dealing with individual tasks, whether it's helping a relationship manager summarize a meeting or helping an underwriter, understand all the information that's been submitted to them. And those agents, increasingly, you can start to, acquire pre-configured versions of those agents. So if you think about it, it's in some ways it's like acquiring or hiring someone into your team that's already experienced. So I think things like agentic architects will really accelerate, the adoption of AI without needing, the really hardcore, AI developers on the actual models.
Let me ask you one final question, and we haven't touched on this. You talk about the increasing importance of data, all well and good, but the role of data security and privacy is an issue first and foremost in the transformation of financial services. Are we paying enough attention to that, and what are your concerns within that sphere?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely critical, right? I mean, without trust, and trust and security around your data and around your money, financial services doesn't exist as an industry. And so it has to be at the foundation of, any responsible company. With that said, companies are getting a lot better at it. We're all seeing them, invest heavily in, cyber protection. We're all seeing them invest, to build responsible AI frameworks and policies to make sure they're using the data in an appropriate and fair way. I do think, particularly when it comes to financial crime, there's a lot more work that needs to be done. The fact that the Financial Action Task Force, put South Africa on the grey list in 2023, does really point to that there is, more action that is needed in that space. But we certainly, from an Accenture perspective, we see lots of activity in that space and a recognition of how important it is.
Visiting South Africa, David Parker, Global Chair of Financial Services at Accenture, I do appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed.